All right, welcome back, everybody. We'll jump right back into our October Commission meeting. We are on item number 11, Mentored Hunting. I believe Mr. Chad Switzer is going to be joining us virtually.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can, sir, and we can see you, so go ahead.
Perfect. I'm going to try to share my screen.
There you go.
How does that look?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, thank you. Well, good afternoon, members of the commission, Secretary Roebling, Chad Switzer, the Wildlife Deputy Director. We just wanted to give you a quick update on the Mentored Hunting Program, kind of go over some of the changes, some of the communication efforts we've done within the department regarding the changes, and just to kind of keep this at the forefront of those members of the public that might have an interest in introducing some youth to the outdoors this fall. So just want to go over a couple definitions or key terms we're starting to use that we feel is pretty important for the messaging and the information we disseminate out to the public. So we're defining a mentee, obviously, as a youth 15 years of age or younger that would be participating within the program. And then obviously the mentor is the parent, guardian, or other adult 18 years of age or older that would be accompanying and taking that mentee out within the Mentored Hunting Program. Just a real quick background, obviously the Mentored Hunting Program has been around for quite some time now, started back after some legislation that was passed in 2008 with the emphasis to continue our strong hunting heritage here within South Dakota by introducing and recruiting youth into hunting. Over the past 17 years of the program, we've obviously have witnessed how effective this program has been to expose a lot of our youth to the outdoors, and obviously with the ultimate goal of recruiting and retaining those hunters into the future. Just some statistics back from 2024, you can see the number of big game mentored licenses that were sold, nearly 1,900 for spring turkey, just over 500 for fall turkey, 7,000 for deer, and the small game and waterfowl mentored hunters, we don't have any statistics on them because they would have hunted under that mentor's license, and obviously that is one of the changes that those are going to experience here in 2025. So some of the program changes for 2025, obviously you're well aware of some of the legislative action that occurred during the 2025 legislative session. The department did work within those guidelines to work with you as a commission body. I believe it was back in April, you as a commission finalized some changes that allowed us to do some tweaking and try to streamline and simplify and make some changes to the program. One of the biggest changes moving forward will be now that license will be under the mentee's name. So previously the mentored hunter, that license was issued to them, and they had to identify and list a mentee associated with that license. One of the things that this change requires is the creation of a profile within Go Outdoors South Dakota for that mentee to be able to go in and purchase a license. And obviously that parent, guardian, or mentor will obviously be assisting a vast majority, if not all of those mentees, in creating that profile and obtaining those licenses. Mentees will now be responsible for purchasing a state migratory bird certificate to hunt any of the species that would be applicable from the migratory bird standpoint. Another change was from the parent or guardian for someone else to mentor that mentee or that child. That permission can now be written or verbal. Previously, that was by written permission only. Another change was the removal of the hunting party size. Previously, the hunting party size for those participating in the mentored hunting program was six people within that party size. And obviously now, with the change to the legislation, the commission does have some pretty good authority to you know, take a look at how things are working, what potential changes can we make moving forward. And obviously the department's going to monitor where we're at now, how that works moving forward, and likely bring things to you for consideration for enhancing this program into the future. Why the changes? Obviously, we just talked a lot about that. Gives you as a commission, you know, an opportunity to align and standardize a lot of our hunting seasons. We want to try to increase hunter participation and recruitment by doing everything we can to simplify and put together a hunting season, you know, application process, season opportunities, and everything to really, really encourage youth to participate. And then obviously I think one of the big things, I know when my children reached the age where they could draw for, you know, a limited draw big game license, it's pretty darn cool for those kids to see their name on that license. And obviously at the conclusion of that season to be able to participate in the Hunter Harvest Survey and contribute to wildlife management that way by providing their information that we are asking for them in regards to their hunting experience and success and number of days and gather their other opinions that we might be asking for it. So communicating the change, that's been a big emphasis for us. I want to thank Nick Harrington and the rest of his communication team. We've really tried to ensure that our potential users out there are aware of the changes. We've utilized social media. You can see some information that's been updated on our website. One thing that we kind of noticed is some people were sometimes even our own staff confused between what a profile is and a linked account. So our youth are going to have their own profile, and then within the Go Outdoors system, mentors, parents can link that mentee's profile to their account within Go Outdoors to be able to help that youth purchase and manage their licenses. And we did work collectively together with some staff to put together a document that is on our website that I would encourage a lot of people to take a look at that and read through it if they do have questions. And then I believe in regards to a lot of the emails that are going out by our department to those that are signed up to receive those, I believe at every one of those at the very bottom, you will see that change to our mentored hunting program and a reminder for folks to take a look at that and try to put that out there in front of them. In addition to these visual examples you'll see here on the slide, just want to shout out to our licensing team, Danny Tobin, Andrea Beck, Madison March, Ashley Weibel, who is heavily involved within our Go Outdoors and the mobile app, our conservation officers, our front-end staff. I'm sure a lot of our staff have helped answer questions across the state, you know, setting up those profiles and if requested by a parent to help get those mentees' profiles linked up within their account. So kind of a great team effort here, and just want to thank everybody for all of those efforts. Just a real quick slide on some of the regulations in regards to the mentee and the mentor. Both of them can be a resident or a non-resident. Obviously, the mentee must be 15 years of age or younger. There's no hunter education class required for that mentee. Obviously, they need to have their own license within the Go Outdoors system with the department. They must be within immediate control of an unarmed parent or mentor, and obviously that mentor to mentee ratio must be always 1-to-1. This is a great opportunity, a teaching lesson, a way to introduce those youth into their into the outdoor experience, and we want to do that in a safe manner. So real quickly, just some tips for mentoring and. And I can tell you, I think I can speak for all of you on the commission and every other parent there within that room or listening. Mentoring a youth, whether it's fishing, hunting, whatever it might be, is probably one of the most gratifying and enjoyable gifts we can give. And whether you're a parent or not, if there's others out here listening or see this, I would just ask you to keep your eyes and ears open for any opportunity there that there might be to try to give someone an opportunity to see what we have out here for outdoor traditions within South Dakota. Obviously, one of the first and foremost tips for our mentors is keep safety front and center. That is the most important thing. Obviously, we want to have fun and make it the best experience possible. Listen and talk. That's one thing that I remember mentoring my kids and some other youth that I took out. There will be lots of questions. There will be questions as to what time are the deer and turkeys coming. I'm sure a lot of you have heard that and some really great other opportunities to talk. Another thing that I don't have listed on here that I think is really important with a lot of youth currently not growing up within a rural community or have that rural background is to try to engage and experience those youth, those children you're mentoring, to have an opportunity to visit with a landowner, a farmer, a rancher. You know, how do you do that? Give them that experience so they can have some level of comfort moving forward and trying to reach out and ask permission from a private landowner. Obviously, harvesting an animal is a bonus for a lot of us, but I think it's, you know, just watching a sunrise, a sunset together, experiencing that cattail slough come to life, you know, right there before legal shooting time and just the great, you know, landscape and everything we have here in South Dakota to offer is something I have, and I'm sure a lot of you have memories that will last a lifetime with mentoring your kid and whatnot. And I think as a mentor, I was just thinking about this here today, you know, hearing your child or that mentee ask you, when is the next time we can go do this again? That's when you know you've likely made a difference. So I guess with that, I don't have much more to provide. You know, temperatures are very unseasonably warm. The mosquitoes seem mad and hungry. Crop harvest is coming along. It looks like very strong, and it's just that time of year to get out and enjoy it. So with that, Madam Chair, I would try to answer any questions you might have.
Very good. Thank you, Chad. Any questions for Chad? Comments? Seeing no questions, job well done. Thank you for the presentation and the information.
Thank you.